Battalion Bomb presents the First Nighter program, a copyrighted feature, Coast to Coast. Theater Time, Broadway, another brand new play scheduled to make its opening night bow to the public in the little theater off Times Square. There's no event in theater land that attracts more celebrities from in and out of town than a play opening on the Great White Way. So let's arrive early and join in the gaiety and excitement. My cab is waiting. Won't you step in? Okay, driver, let's go. Up Broadway, studded with brilliant electric signs, across 42nd Street, and is the bright lights of New York's most famous amusement area, to the Little Theater off Times Square. Well, here we are. Look, Mary, isn't that Louis Stowe?
My goodness, I think I see Ginger Rogers over there.
Have your tickets ready, please. Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box. Thank you, we'll be right in. Yes, sir, this is certainly a fashionable-looking audience tonight. Let's see what the theater program has to say. Here's the title of the play, A Symphony with Your Spaghetti. Well, that sounds inviting. The author I see is Richard Paulette Craig. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real characters or actual events. It has never been produced before on stage, screen, or radio. Now let's see about the cast. Well, you can't beat this. Here's Barbara Luddy and Les Tremaine in the star part. Mr. Tremaine is cast as Fritz White, famous music teacher. Miss Luddy plays the role of Anna Fisher, a girl who... Well, let's not give away any surprises. And as usual, there's an all-star supporting cast. Now, before first curtain, here is Eric Segerquist with his famous orchestra.
I forget to eat. I just sit here watching her.
Well, poor old thing. She's fairly hugging that radio.
Oblivious to everything except the music. What did Fred say her name was?
Anna.
Anna what?
Well, Fred didn't know that. It seems the word's got around. Go down to Tony's spaghetti joint and watch old Anna.
And everyone here is watching Anna. You wonder. I never saw anyone who looked less like a music lover.
She certainly doesn't care a snap about her appearance.
Only about that violin. What's the queer part? Oh,
good evening, Signorina.
Oh, good evening.
You're all right, huh? You got good service?
Yes, thank you. Are you the proprietor?
See, that's me, Tony. You like my place? You like the symphony with the spaghetti?
Very much. Does she come here often?
She's here every night that there's a symphony on the radio.
But why? Why?
Well, that's what everybody want to know.
Well, you can tell us about her, can't you, Tony?
All right. I guess maybe I told this story a couple of hundred times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Anna, she's live upstairs all alone. She's got the noble.
Well, does she work or...
No, she don't work. She's got some little money. Not much. What's left maybe from what she's made.
Then there is something...
Ah, it's long ago. She's a very young, Annie. 16, maybe. She's listening to the high school orchestra one afternoon. Then she's...
Miss Harris.
Yes?
My name's Anna Fisher. Perhaps you've noticed me listening to the orchestra every afternoon during rehearsal.
Yes, I have. I've wondered why.
I can't keep away. I stopped in once, and from that first day, I've wanted to be down there with you, playing with you, part of the orchestra. If only I could play my violin with the others. I suppose you think that's silly.
No, my dear, we'd be very glad to have you. Bring your violin tomorrow.
But I haven't any violin. My father says he can't afford one.
That's too bad.
Oh, but that's not the real reason. He thinks it's foolish. And Mother says I'd never get anywhere. There's no music in our family. But I will get somewhere. I've got to play with an orchestra. So I wondered if there was any way to... Well, Is there?
The school can supply you with a violin.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, but I still don't know how to play it.
Well, we can do something about that, too. I've studied violin. I could give you a start.
That's all I need, just a start.
You can't go far without real lessons, Anna.
When time comes, I'll figure out some way to get lessons.
You're determined about this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am.
Don't lose that determination. It's worth 100 lessons. That was well done, Anna. You've made remarkable progress.
I've never been so happy in my life, only Miss Harris.
Yes?
Can't music be more than me? Aren't there really great orchestras somewhere?
Haven't you ever heard a symphony, Anna?
I've never heard any orchestra but this one. I'd like to play someday with a symphony.
You'd have to be a fine artist to do that. You need
lessons, I know. I must have lessons. Who is the best teacher in the city?
Fritz Weitz, unquestionably. But you
would take me as a pupil?
Even if he would, you couldn't afford his charges, Anna. You'd better see
him. I must see Fritz Weitz. If I'm going to play with a great orchestra, I must have a great teacher. Dr. Weitz just has to take me. That's everything I know, Dr. Weitz.
Very well. Rest now.
Do you think I could ever play well enough to be in a symphony orchestra?
There is the chance that you might.
And make a great deal of money?
Possibly. What are you leading up to?
Why, I can't pay you for lessons.
Sure. You waste my time listening
but
to
But I'll give you a share of everything I earn. All my life, whatever I earned, I'd share with you. Please, don't be angry.
You are a surprising young woman.
You're surprising, too. I thought you'd be old with white bushy hair and not handsome at all.
And you find me altogether too young and handsome,
Oh, I didn't mean... I'm sorry.
Will you work, Anna? Will you work as hard and as long as I say?
Oh, I'll work. I promise.
I have never done such a thing before, but... Yes, I will gamble on you. For a percentage of your earnings.
How kind you are.
I will be your teacher and your manager. For 50% of your earnings. Is that satisfactory?
Oh, yes.
Anna, do your parents know you came here today?
No, and they mustn't know. They wouldn't like it. You're not going to tell them.
No. I will keep your secret, Anna. Come back at 4 tomorrow and we will sign a contract. Then you shall have your first lesson. No, Anna. Begin again. You have not got this.
Isn't that enough for today? I'm tired.
What of that? We must keep practicing. Now again. No, too fast. Too slow. Too fast.
It's so difficult. I can't do it.
You do not try. You get worse every day. Worse.
Stop shouting at me.
Now we shall start all over again.
Please, I can't. I'm tired. Please.
Then get out. Get out. I will not bother with you.
I am trying, but I'm tired.
Work, Anna. Work. Work.
Don't die.
Work. Work. Work.
As the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the Little Theater off Times Square. Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please. First nighters are hurrying down now to their seats. The lights are dim, and here's the second act of a symphony with your spaghetti.
Anna, must you always be worrying that fiddle?
You just don't understand.
Where do you find money for your lessons?
My teacher gives me lessons.
Nonsense. You're 19, Anna. Time you was thinking about marriage.
Oh, I'm never going to marry. You'll fall in love. I haven't time. There's not enough time for music.
Music, that.
Father, listen. The symphony's here next week. And my teacher is taking me to hear it. Think of that. Think. I'm going to hear my... wonderful, that violin. I can still hear it.
So you like symphony music, little Anna?
If only my violin could be one note in that music. If only I could play in an orchestra like that.
Sometime, perhaps. You must work, Anna. Work. 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 That is all for today, Anna. Go home now and rest.
Rest? I'm so excited. I still can't believe that I'm giving a concert at last.
Now, do these 4 years seem wasted?
No. Oh, no. If I've ever seemed ungrateful...
Before you leave, Anna, you remember you once signed a contract giving me half your earnings.
Of course I remember.
You are not sorry.
I'd never have known to do anything without you.
Now that you are 21, it is necessary that you sign it again. I've had a new copy made. Will you sign this contract, Anna?
Certainly. Here?
Yes.
There it is.
Thank you. And now, everything is ready for your debut.
Proud of you, Mother and I.
And I'm so happy, Father. This is the beginning.
We are a success, Donna.
And I owe it all to you.
Yes. You are a really great artist.
Good enough to play with a symphony?
Later, perhaps. You must work first to improve as a soloist.
But you promised me...
Not yet, Anna. I know what is best. You are ready now for concert. I have booked a concert tour to Philadelphia, Boston, New York.
Boston, New York, dear Father, it's been 5 years tonight, and I won't pretend I don't enjoy success. I'm saying this because one man had faith in me. Fritz makes me work very hard. He's rather cruel sometimes, but I appreciate what he's done for me, so I do whatever he says. And yet, I'm not happy. What I've done isn't what I've dreamed of doing. Every symphony I hear makes me long to be part of a great orchestra. That's been my goal from the first. Now, because he promised that if I marry him, he'll let me. You see, Fritz is so brilliant an artist that he's spoiled other men for me. They seem like pygmies. So, I'm going to marry him.
I, Fritz, take the honor to my wedded wife to have and to hold better
forward. To love, honor, and obey, and thereto I plight thee my trust.
You promised to obey, Anna.
I have obeyed, Fritz, always, but I can't stand this any longer. I want to play in a symphony orchestra.
You are too great an artist for that now, Anna. You are one of the world's famous soloists.
But I've never wanted to be a soloist.
So, I saved 14 years to develop your gift, and this is the thanks you give me.
Fritz, please listen. I'd rather be a false stand violinist in an orchestra than a famous concert artist. It's the music that matters, not me. I want to play with others. My violin, one little note in a great swell of music.
Preposterous. Be quiet.
Fritz, I'm not happy.
Happy? What has that to do with it? No artist is happy.
You mean you don't care whether I'm happy or not?
I mean I will not have it.
Why not? What difference does it make to you?
Difference? Why do you think I gambled on you in the beginning? Do you know what a fortune violinist is paid?
I know. I've never thought of paid.
In a year, he earns about what you do in one performance. And you ask what difference that makes to me.
Is the money I earn the only reason?
Of course.
Oh, what a fool I've been. All these years, what a fool.
Are your bags packed? We leave for Philadelphia in 2 hours.
I never stopped to ask why you did so much for me. But it's clear now. That contract making you my manager. You married me simply to have me earning money for you. You're vile, Fritz, vile. A lot of things are clear. One is that when I've had my day, you'll desert me.
Are you enjoying it?
And another, I needn't feel grateful to you any longer. I can discard that bit of Benjamin. From now on, it's my will against yours. I'll fight you. Fight you to the end. I will play with the difference. I will.
Stop it. Anna.
And the curtain comes down on the main act of tonight's play in a little theater off Times Square. Smoking downstairs or in the other lobby, please.
Bastard,
you must try to get well, Anna. It has been over a week.
I didn't know you were counting days. Only concerts, Miss. How many, Chris? How many of you had to cancel? Four, isn't it?
We will forget them. But you must be at work by next week.
You'd like to shout at me, but you don't dare. I might scream. Then I'd be ill again and you lose money when I don't work. I want to see my father, Chris.
That will not be any good.
Please send for my father.
Why? What can he do?
I wish to see my father. You hear? My father. Send for my father.
All right. I will send for him. Only do not scream. Please.
No use, daughter. I have threatened to take it to court. There's no way we can break that contract.
I see. And we're starting on another tour next week. Philadelphia, Detroit.
Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, Denver.
You should be pleased when I tell you.
You have a concert tonight. Why did you go out?
I went to listen to a rehearsal of a symphony. Afterward, I asked the conductor if I could play in the orchestra.
Have you no more sense?
There's no reason to shout for it. He said he'd be glad to have me, but that he must have my manager's consent.
You think I will give my consent?
No. I know now that I can't join a great orchestra. Because of you.
Well, I am glad this is finally ended. Go and rest for your concert, Anna.
Yes, sir. And what a concert it will be. Neither of us shall ever forget.
Anna, you are magnificent. You have never done so well in your life.
Never so well. Remember that, Fritz. Now let's begin with that number.
What is the matter, Anna?
Don't you know?
Anna, you are a thief. What are you doing?
Begin to see how far wrong I can go.
Anna!
Discord isn't enough. It must hurt people's ears. Fix, you're hurting my arm.
Give me that violin, you little fool.
It's all right now. They're leaving. Goodbye, everyone. Did you enjoy my concert? Good night. You'll have your money back. Good night. Goodbye.
No. Perhaps you will explain.
They will get their money back, won't they? Every one of them.
Every dollar.
Have you gone mad?
Every concert will be the same. You can't stop this. You can't prevent my doing what I did tonight.
You are insane. I will have you locked up.
And what good would that do you? I can't make money for you in a madhouse. No, sir. There's only one way you can get me to play again. If you let me take that post with the symphony.
Never. Never so long as I live can you play with any symphony. Our contract holds you for life. You can accept no engagement without my consent. We will see who can hold out the longest. My dear.
So I've come home to stay, Father. My marriage and my career are ended at 38. For 2 years, I've tried to join symphony orchestras, but Fritz has blocked me everywhere. I haven't seen him since he deserted me. But wherever I go, I meet his interference. I have no money left. He took it all. If you can spare a little of what I've sent you, I can get along. I shall never be part of a symphony. Never. But I can still hear symphony. I can listen to a violin.
Soon, her people have died. And Anna, she's left alone. Then she come here. One thing she's lived for now. Well, you can see.
But why does she come here to listen? Why doesn't she have a radio in her room?
They will not let her. It bothers too many others.
Well, why doesn't she move someplace where she can have a radio?
I don't know, senor. You have to ask Anna that.
I'm sorry for her.
But why? She does not need your speaking. Anna, she is content. She likes what she's got.
Well, that's more than most of us can say. Well, it must be late. We're the only ones left.
Except Anna.
Well, we'll run along. I expect you want to close up.
Yes, I can close now. Her concert is over.
Good night. And thanks a lot.
It's all right. Come back sometime, no?
You will. Good night.
Good night. Well, Anna, that's all for tonight.
Yes, that's all.
You come in tomorrow night, huh?
Yes, at 10.
All right, good. Well, good night.
Good night.
Anna?
What, Tony?
You know, business has been pretty good lately. If it's to keep up, next week I'm going to give you a raise.
Did the first nighters like it? Listen to that applause. And now, before we move on to a smart party at the Hotel Astor, let me tell you about next week's play. It's another original drama entitled Fair Means. It's billed as a rollicking comedy about a young lawyer who uses fair means and funny means about classing his rival for the affections of a very attractive woman. Don't forget, tune in next Friday. Not tonight. We're going to step around the corner of the Hotel Aston.
Good night.
Okay, sir. Good night.